A new direction for Lac La Biche County. Lac La Biche County Mayor Paul Rutov on budget 2022 after weeks of deliberation. The 2022 Lac La Biche County budget has been approved with approximately $61.4 million forecast in operating expenditures. About 45% of the expected expenditures are for salaries and wages, including a recently announced slight wage increase for staff. In order to balance the budget, $1.7 million was used from the Stabilization Operating Reserve, an account created by the former council to compensate for expected downturns in the economy and expected changes in provincial property assessment levels. The upcoming financial picture for the municipality does include $6.7 million in a non-operating reserve fund and more than $2.50 remaining in the Stabilization Operating Reserve. The expanded financial picture for the municipality is calling for a $31.3 million reserve fund by the end of 2022. Operating and capital spending. The capital budget for 2022 will see council spending more than $32 million on new projects, such as the Aquatic Center, Main Street Revitalization, and the Hamlet of Beaver Lake Paving Project. Helping to offset the capital costs for many of the larger projects will be funding from federal and provincial grants, reserve transfers and debenture loans from Alberta's Provincial Loan Authority. Shortly after approving the budget at Tuesday's special council meeting, councillors approved a $16.4 million debenture over 5 years to pay for the Main Street Revitalization Project. They also approved the first step towards a $12 million debenture expected to be paid back over 10 years to begin the proposed Aquatic Center. With an overall price tag of $27 million, the Aquatic Center will see $15 million in support from provincial and federal grant funding. Although the budget document was unanimously approved by council, there are still opportunities for the public to comment on spending items, like the pool. The decision to go to a 10-year payback plan for the project will allow for public hearings relating to the borrowing plan, said Dan Small, the municipality's new acting chief administrative officer. Anything council issues a debenture for over 5 years, we must advertise it, over a 2-week period, he said. January 4 and 11, advertisements in Lakeland Today will relay information regarding the Aquatic Center's $12 million debenture. Small said it will give residents the opportunity to comment on the borrowing plan. That gives the public an opportunity. If you don't like borrowing money for an aquatic center, you can petition, and if you get 10% of your fellow electors, comprising the entire electorate of the county, it will come back to council for deliberation. Public hearings also offer opportunities for residents to express their support for projects. Other capital projects highlighted in the 2022 budget include $1.6 million for change room facilities at the Bold Center Sports Fields, $1.8 million for a new bridge on Range Road 132, and $200,000 for a continuation of the back lane paving program. Moving forward, Lac La Biche County Mayor Paul Rutov says the budget, including the big ticket items like the Aquatic Center and downtown upgrades, will generate growth in the whole community. The projects we have planned in 2022 will attract new residents and tourists, encourage new business ventures and diversify our economy, said Rutov following the document's approval. Saying that the 2022 budget sets a new direction for Lac La Biche County, Rutov said the focus continues to be on modernizing and growing the community. As an example of that forward direction, the mayor even highlighted one specific project not in the 2022 budget. With this budget, along with other possible investments like a marina, Lac La Biche County has a bright future ahead. The budget approval from the new council came after 7 special council meetings dedicated to budget deliberations. Overall, the long session exhibited lots of effort from all parties, said Count Kachuk. I want to thank everybody, from councillors to the administration. Those few motions mark us approving our budget. Well done. There was some ups and downs throughout the budget process, as there always is, but, really well done. I am excited to see the progress that this budget entails and to keep moving forward. More details on the budget and specific line item spending can be found at the county's website. Tax rates based on residential, commercial and industrial property assessment within Lac La Biche County will be set in mid-2022. Total tax revenues for 2021 generated $67 million into county coffers. With files from Rob McKinley related, Council holds line on 2021 mill rate.